What does it mean to be a man, and what does it take? It seems as time goes on, the roles and standards become more and more twisted. It's not easy to be a man in 2018, 2019, but back in the day, when I wasn't alive and my father was, things seemed to be a lot more simpler. He was a man back then, and my father still considers himself to be a man now. Perhaps the most insightful advice of what it takes to be a man can be derived from him. So I'm going to ask him some questions, and together we are going to try to come up with a thesis of what it means to be a man, the qualities, the looks, persona, morals, everything. When do you feel you started to become a man?
When I was 8 years old, I got my first job on a farm. When I was 10 years old, I started paying taxes, and I haven't skipped a year since. I think that gives you some idea of what it's like to be a man, that things aren't given to you, that you actually have to go out and work for it. Maybe that's the first time I started to feel like a man. When I was 14, my father was killed in an accident. I was left with a brother 6 years younger than me and a sister who I had to take care of. I think that was another time in my life where I felt like a man, that I had to step up and take that job as a role model and caretaker and be there for my mom. When I turned 18, I joined the Army. It was the first time I'd left home. And I think that also helped me progress into a man and a sense of responsibility, a duty and honor, believing in something bigger than yourself. I served in the Army for 6 years. I went through a bunch of schools and situations where I think I saw a lot of people that couldn't make it, they couldn't hack it. And being able to accomplish all that I was able to and seeing only a small percentage that could make it, I think that also gave me an idea of what it meant to be a man. That you never quit. No matter how bad it gets, you just keep pushing through.
So now I want to ask, where did you stop, like, progressing to becoming a man, like, aspiring towards that, and then actually realize, like, here I am, like, now I'm a man?
I guess that depends on your definition of a man. And when I think of it, it makes me think of a grown-up, an adult, who holds himself responsible and accountable for all their actions, who's kind, caring, compassionate, empathetic to others. So I don't know if you ever stop becoming a man. It's something that I think that you continue to work on. You continue to push yourself to do the right thing all the time, make the right decisions. You'll make mistakes, but when you do, you hold yourself accountable. To me, that's what being a man is.
So going back to earlier, when you said that being in the Army made you part of something that was like bigger than yourself, do you think having a family also achieved that same feeling of being something bigger than yourself and that like contributed towards you becoming a man?
For me, there is no comparison to having a family to anything else. When I started having children, that's when I really learned the true definition of being unselfish. And that does contribute to being a man.
So now that we've talked about like the qualities that a man has to possess, let's talk about more specific stuff. Let's start off with first, do you think physical appearance has anything to do with being a man?
I don't think that your physical stature makes you a man. I think that everyone should take care of themselves. However, what makes you a man are the attributes, your ability to take care of others, be accountable for your actions, caring, empathetic to others, and so on.
In my opening statements, I said that to be a man in 2018 or 2019 isn't as simple as it used to be. Do you think this is true?
I think being a man today or when I was growing up is the same. The same attributes are necessary as we've discussed. I think society views what a man is different depending on the time. But to me, all it takes are those attributes that we've been discussing.
What about the role of men? Do you think that like the role of men
now and then, let's say, 10, 15 years ago has changed at all?
As society changes, what we view a man should be or how they should act also changes. So I guess it depends on who you ask. In my mind, the role of a man never changes. He's always there for his family, his friends. He's always kind. He's there to be helpful. He's not there to put everyone else down, to make himself feel better. If he makes a mistake, he admits it, and he tries to learn from it. And he's always encouraging to his friends.
What advice would you have for somebody aspiring to become a man in 2018 or 2019?
My advice to someone aspiring to be a man in 2018, 2019, I would tell them to be honest, be caring, be loving, enjoy their lives, but do it in a friendly way. Don't put other people down, build them up. Always help when you can. Believe in yourself, believe in bigger things than yourself. Be honest, have integrity, laugh, don't get angry, don't take yourself too seriously. Challenge yourself, don't be afraid to fail.